Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Joining us now to get into it is the great Jeff Hawthorne. He was in Detroit. He didn't punch anybody in the face, at least to my knowledge. And Jeff is brought to you by the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa Card. 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st. It's the Hawk Report. That's a good job by you, Dom. Hi, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? Happy Eve before Eve.
Well, let me tell you, Jeff, I was in such a great mood yesterday. The Steelers win. If the Packers can polish off the Ravens for you, you wind up winning the division before even having to play another game. And now I'm in a terrible mood because DK Metcalf has been suspended for a couple of games. I guess we start here. Did the NFL overstep by giving him a 2-game suspension, in your opinion?
I don't think in any league can you have a player touch a fan, let alone swing at a fan. So I get why it's a 2-game suspension. I guess my thing would be, and listen, DK can't do it no matter what is said, how heinous, and we don't know. I mean, the fact that this guy was very willing to talk and has quickly lawyered up and has apparently done this before.
Yeah.
There's got to be some consequence for the dude. Like, it's just like stuff you see on social media where guys hide behind a keyboard and type all kinds of stuff. Like, if he's saying things or purposely trying to get under his skin, DK's got to walk away from it. But, like, there's got to be something that changes from a fan standpoint. Like you just don't have license. Or you shouldn't have license. Or if you do it, you should do it where you get down onto the field and you say it right to their face with no one else around.
It does seem premeditated to me that this guy was looking for what happened to happen. And DK just simply needs to be smarter there. And I think the NFL and stadium security did DK a disservice as well. Again, in no way saying what DK did was okay, but if this happened before, that guy shouldn't have been allowed to attend games from that point forward.
No, and I mean, listen, if you're a Detroit usher, like, unless there's some league-wide wanted, and even so, the guy's got a blue wig on, like, how would you recognize this dude? But now that this guy's lawyering up, and I mean, it just seems like one of those pests that you deal with on social media that's just trying to get a rise out of somebody, trying to get some attention. And now he has it. And the fact that, you know, he's got this lawyer early, he's trying to protect himself from the NFL doing anything. And who knows, maybe he'll try to sue the Steelers or the league or DK, you know, for some type of trauma. When obviously, if you're going to wear a blue wig and look like an idiot in the stands, you're putting yourself out there as you know. Yeah.
The guy's a clown. The guy's absolutely a clown. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, you were in the locker room following the game in Detroit, and it's a huge win. And there were a ton of storylines that at the end of the game are probably front of mind more than the DK situation. But were you able to get, even off the record, the pulse of the team on what happened there?
No. I mean, because we knew a little bit of, you're talking about with DK,
right?
No, I don't know that many, if any, saw it.
Yeah.
And I think, to your point, I mean, it was such a crazy ending that you're still trying to process how the game ended. And you're curious how these guys were dealing with the last couple of minutes and figuring out whether they won a huge game or somehow lost a game they were in control of that would have been a big win for them. And then there's, you know, the how they ran the football and the catch by Gainwell and Jalen Warren, 245-yard touchdown runs. And I mean, there's so many different stories. The left side of the offensive line, some plays on defense, you know, they went there with where they made some plays on defense. You know, Derek Harmon going back home and getting a win. I mean, there were so many great storylines that no, and in the span of like the 10 minutes that you get, that just wasn't, and when DK wasn't around, it kind of lost that right there.
Last couple of things on DK, because those are the things I would rather be talking about, because all of a sudden it became fun to be a Steelers fan again, Jeff. But the tangible, how do they go about replacing DK Metcalf if this Browns game is winning in for them? If the Ravens can stave off elimination, how do you go about replicating what DK Metcalf brings to the table?
And isn't this the fear factor when we've discussed that receiver room is like, man, if DK goes down, they got nobody.
I compiled a very unfortunate list. They don't win in Cleveland anymore. What are they, lost 5 or 6 games and all against different quarterbacks and weird scenarios? Now this game's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, and Cleveland isn't giving up. They showed that against Buffalo. Yep. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't find a way to win. It's just they don't have anyone. You know, you've got Herbig to go in an outside linebacker. Okay, you've got Jack Sawyer, and you feel like you've got some players that are going to either make impacts in the league or have. Now, in the receiver room, you have added MVS and Adam Thielen, but I don't think either of those guys have a physical fear factor for a defense. I mean, DK is just a monster. There are no players like DK. Mm-hmm. So this is going to obviously test their depth. It probably is going to give an opportunity for Roman Wilson to get back on the field. And here's your chance, Roman. You know, you've been looked over. People are ripping you. I'm sure. I can't imagine what his Twitter or X or social looks like. He's probably going to get a chance to go make some plays. He might be their best downfield threat, or at least a guy that you'd throw the ball up to with a little bit more size than Calvin. And Calvin's dealing with an injury. So, yeah, I mean, maybe they could use the tight ends.
And hopefully those tight ends don't fumble the football in the red zone. That might not be fair for me to throw on Mount Washington because he's been so good this year. But, boy, that could have flipped the game. Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Starkey yesterday said he could see the Steelers contending for the Super Bowl. And I know the afternoon show talked a bunch about it. I sort of laid the case in the morning show, Jeff, that if we weren't all so close to it, if there was another team in the AFC doing what the Steelers are doing, I think we'd all think that they are dangerous. Elite quarterback play, running the football, stopping the run the last couple of weeks, getting hot at the right time. They've shown that they have a ton of depth. If another team in the conference were doing these things, I think we'd all be going, man, we don't want to play them. Do you think the Steelers are a dangerous team?
I do probably for as much as what you laid out, but more so is no Kansas City.
Yep.
No Baltimore, likely. I mean, in this scenario, if the Steelers are in, Baltimore's not. No Joe Burrow. A Buffalo defense that's horrible. Like, for those reasons, yes. I don't think that there are other teams in the league that you're scared of, that especially at home in the first round that you can't beat. But Denver has flaws. Like, every one of them has flaws, or they have situations where you could figure out a way to win. There's a Steelers team, what was it, back in 89 that went to the AFC Championship game? That wasn't a great team. But they kicked like a 51, back when a 51-yard field goal was a long field goal. Gary Anderson kicks a field goal in Houston, and they win that game. And they go to Denver, and they nearly win that game. And Merrill Hodge goes off because there was no great team in the league that year. So could the Steelers do that? Yes, with Aaron Rodgers. Now, they could get blown out at home,
right,
in a first playoff game. It's just been one of those years. I don't think it's for the Steelers, yes. But for the AFC in general, it's been one of those years where just weird stuff is happening. I mean, you could argue Jacksonville's the best team in the league, but are you scared of them in a playoff scenario right now? Probably not.
No, I don't think I'm scared of anybody apart from Buffalo, and I don't even think they're top to bottom that good. It's just the Josh Allen factor. I think...
Yeah, if Josh Allen had Houston's defense, man, I would be scared of that team.
Yes. Yes. They would be the prohibitive favorite. And here's the other thing. If Buffalo traipsed on in here for the wild card round, the super wild card round, Jeff, all the damn pressure in the world is on Josh Allen and on McDermott in those Buffalo Bills, because I think the national story is, all right, Josh, with all these great quarterbacks out, with your bugaboo out, it's your time to shine. Jeff, one last thing here for you. Pat Bostic going to be joining us here for the rest of the show. He didn't want to talk to you, Jeff. I don't believe that. What do you think Mike Tomlin's going to say about the DK Metcalf situation today? I am fascinated, because we know he went to bat for Mason Rudolph, but this is a little bit different of a situation.
I think he's going to have a prepared statement in his open.
Yeah.
And say it's a legal situation. I'll have no other comments. And then he'll be asked a couple of questions. He might comment on trying to fill his role on the field. But I don't think he's going to go into depth much on, you know, players' responsibilities not to be in the stands. Like, he'll say something in a statement and then say, I'm not going to answer questions. And when he's asked about it, he'll say, didn't you hear what I said? I'm not going to answer questions in statement. And I get it from their standpoint.
I do too.
And by the way, you know, quickly as an aside, Sunday had like three stories that could have lasted a week or at least a couple of days. What happened with Sid passing Mario, and then Pitt just kicking the hell out of Penn State as they finally played each other in a sport other than, you know, volleyball or occasionally baseball. Like, that was awesome. There was so much that happened on Sunday. And then the DK stuff on top of the game itself. I mean, Steelers ran for over 200 yards with two dudes on the left side of their line. One was a late round pick, and one was on a practice squad and persevered for 3 years. Like, so many great stories. And by the way, I'm not so sure that the appeal won't be successful.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
As I understand it, Roger Goodell's to hear the appeal. And I think it might be at least I think this is how he's going to view it. It would be a tough look for him to not rubber stamp the suspension when you have a player punching a fan. I just think he doesn't want to be looked at like that. That's my guess, but I guess time will tell.
What if he just came out and said, listen, we've set up an octagon. We're going to put this fan and DK in, and we're going to let them go. And then if the fan gets out, we'll suspend DK for the, you know, rest of the year. If he doesn't, you know, we'll save him, but only after a brief intimidation.
I think DK...
Like, never let DK hit him. But just have this dude have to stand in the ring. And then it'd be like, you know, you'd see on some movie where you'd see a trickle down the leg. by this dude of having to stand there with DK and then say those things over and over to the guy.
Yeah, I think DK would sign up for that.
I think he would too. I think lawyer up would probably not.
Jeff, appreciate your time. Merry Christmas, buddy, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, Merry Christmas, Adam. Merry Christmas, Dom.
Thanks, pal. That's the great Jeff Hathorn with the Hawk Report. Gah! The Hawk Report. Gah!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.